We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
If you'll read Philippians, the second chapter, in fact, I think we ought to go to that. Go over there to Philippians, the second chapter. To understand the authority that you as a believer and you as an individual upon this planet, the authority that you have and the anointing that God has placed upon you as a believer through the Holy Spirit to allow Jesus the intercessor to flow through you in intercessory prayer and to calling down principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness, it is imperative that you understand what authority this physical body gives you. In fact, I'm convinced that this is the key to the body of Christ ever operating in their full authority as God intends for you to do, is to understand fully how that this physical body, this flesh and blood, gives you authority on this planet, and God will furnish the anointing to go with it. Now, here in Philippians, the second chapter, notice verse 5. We'll read down a few verses. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made of himself no reputation. In other words, he thought it not a thing to be grasped or held on to, so he actually stripped himself of his divine Godhead powers when he came to this planet Earth. Made of himself no reputation, took on him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Now you ought to underline that phrase, the likeness of men. You know, some of our Sunday school ideas just won't hold up in the light of the Word of God. Now, we might as well get ready to give up some of our Sunday school ideas, because a lot of the things that we learned in Sunday school, we did not learn it because someone taught it. We kind of read between the lines. If you're not careful, when you read between the lines, you get it wrong. And then some things have been taught wrong. But here he says he was made in the likeness of men. Being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God has highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of beings in heaven, of beings in earth, and of beings under the earth. Now, if you have a King James Version, it most likely says things in heaven. Things in earth. But now, how many of you know things don't have knees? Beings have knees. So one of the other translations translated beings, and that's really the way it should be translated. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, beings in heaven, beings in earth, beings under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Now, if you'll notice here, in this passage of Scripture, it did not say that every knee will bow to Jesus. Now, see, for years I thought that's what it said. It says they'll bow to the name of Jesus. Every knee will bow. Now, actually, this is where I got the title for the book, Authority in Three Worlds, is where that we have authority in heaven and earth and under the earth. The name of Jesus gives us authority in three dimensions. We can affect things in heaven. We can affect things on the earth. We can affect things in the realm of darkness, which is where Satan's domain is. The name of Jesus. Now, to understand that Jesus was fashioned as a man is very vital to understanding our authority on the planet today. Because if you were brought up like I was, I don't know how I got it, but somehow I just imagined that the devil and God were almost the same power, and the reason it was taking so long to get all this settled about evil and good was because they're still fighting, trying to find out who's going to win. No, you can forget it. Read the back of the book. Thank God we won. Jesus has already won the battle. It's already prophesied how it'll end up. It's going to end up just that way. But the thing that we need to realize is that God has set some things in motion from Genesis chapter 1. And as we get an understanding of the authority that he gave to man, then as we study the other scriptures through the Bible from the Old Testament into the New Testament, you come up with a thread of truth throughout the Bible is that God uses mankind as his agent on this earth. Now, he did this with Adam. He made Adam the god of this world. Then Adam sinned and turned his authority over to Satan. Satan became what the Apostle Paul called the god of this world. Then God began to make covenants with men. He made covenants with Adam. He made covenants with Moses. He made covenant with Noah. Now see, there are certain things that God could not do in this earth unless he could get man in line with it, a covenant with a man to give him, allow him entrance into this earth to do it. Now, I know that this is kind of a bone of contention with some folks, but if you read the Bible in the light of the scriptures that we're talking about, you'll find out this is true. Now, someone said to me not long ago, they wrote me and said, "Now, Brother Capps, I just can't hardly agree with what you say that God had to have access into the earth and he couldn't do just what he wanted to in the earth without coming through some man." Said, "Well, now, God destroyed the world with water. How did he do that? Did you notice before he did that, he made a covenant with Noah? He made a covenant with him." Now, certainly there were some things that God could do. But what I want to point out to you is that God has limited himself by his word. Now, when we understand the limits of God's word and how we fit into God's plan for man, then we can more thoroughly enter into the things that God has planned for us. We're not just poor worms in the dust. We're not just here trudging through the heat and through the cold and just hoping that someday that we'll be able to get in and he'll build us a cabin in the corner of glory land. No, thank God. We are born in the image of God and in his likeness. And we have authority on this planet because we're legally born here. Now, here it says in Hebrews that a body thou hast prepared me. Jesus had been prepared a body, and that was the sacrificial lamb, and not only that, it gave him authority in this planet to exercise dominion. But you notice he did not exercise dominion over sickness, over disease, until the Holy Ghost came upon him. Now this is important. We today, people born in this earth have certain legal authority on this planet. But we do not have the ability to destroy the works of the devil just because we are born on this planet. But yet the same Holy Ghost that was upon Jesus of Nazareth is available to us today. How many of you know that? And Jesus told the disciples, he said, "You go into Jerusalem and don't you leave the city limits until you're endued with that power from on high." Now, I'll show you how important it is. There may be a bank robber, you know, that robs the First National Bank. Now, he may be there with some power. He may have a submachine gun. But he has no authority in that bank. Now, there may be a policeman in that bank that has been disarmed. He may not have any weapons, but he has authority to be there. Now see, he may be limited in what he can do because he doesn't have his weapon, but he has authority to be there. But that robber, even though he robs the bank, he has no authority to do that. You take a policeman that goes out and stops an 18-wheeler coming down the highway, you know, at 60 miles an hour by just holding his hand up. He did not have the power to do that, or the ability to do it. He had the authority to do it. Now see, this is why it's so important that the body of Christ understand our authority on this planet. We have authority on this planet. Jesus stood on the mountain in the 28th chapter of Matthew, said, "All power is given to me both in heaven and earth." I used to think, well, dear Lord, you know, if you've got all power, why do you want me to go? You know, he said, "I have all power in heaven and earth. Now you go in my name." What he was doing, he was delegating that authority to us. to go. He says, now you cast out the demon. See, he did it while he's here. But he said, now you go do it. You speak with new tongues. You lay hands on the sick and they will recover. This is the access of Jesus, our intercessor, into the earth through his body. A body thou hast prepared me. Now, by law of double reverence, this scripture in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, not only speaking of Jesus' physical body, he's talking about his spiritual body, which is the body of Christ. You are the body of Christ and members in particular. Without a body, what would Jesus be able to do on this planet today? Just ask yourself this. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. The Bible says he's going to stay right there until his enemies are made his footstool. What could Jesus do from heaven toward this earth when he has the glorified body seated at the right hand of the Father and he is limited to that spot in his physical glorified body until his enemies are put under feet? What is he going to do about the situation here on earth? He told the disciples, I will send the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. And he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. Now, our book offer all this week is book offer number 7504. It's called Your Spiritual Authority. Now, this book was formerly called Authority in Three Worlds. It was a small paperback. It is now in a regular size book, and we've changed the title, got a new cover on it. But it's the same book of Authority in Three Worlds. But if you don't have this book, it's now entitled Spiritual Authority. It's $11 plus $4 postage and handling. That's a total of $15. And this book will give you insight into how God created man in his image and his likeness, gave mankind dominion over this planet. We have a chapter in here entitled Keys to Understanding the Bible. If you don't understand the first three chapters of Genesis, you're not going to understand the Bible real clearly. Authority of the body. This is an important chapter because it deals with the fact that your body gives you authority on this planet. Jesus had to be born on this planet to have authority here because in Genesis 1, God gave mankind authority. And he took on him the image of man. He was a man, first of all. He was the Son of God, all right. But God had to anoint him so he could destroy the works of the devil. In chapter 9, it says the authority of Jesus. Now we have in chapter 11, it says Jesus, a sin offering. This book starts in Genesis and carries you through the Bible, showing you an overall view of what some people only have bits and parts of. Chapter 13 is first begotten of the dead. Did you know that Jesus, after he arose from the dead, he was called the first begotten from the dead and never called again the only begotten of the Father? He's the first begotten from the dead. That's important. Offer number 7504, Your Spiritual Authority, 180-page paperback for $11 plus $4 postage and handling. That's a total of $15. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.